Welcome to the Physics Audio Tutorial Series by Rapid Learning Center. In this audio tutorial, we will discuss work, power, and energy. Work, power, and energy. This tutorial will describe the physics principles of work, power, and energy. Tutorial objectives. By completing this course, you will utilize the correct force component and calculate the work done on an object. Calculate the power generated. Calculate the kinetic and potential energy. And utilize the concept of conservation of energy. Work, power, and energy concept map. If you could see the concept map for the topic, you would note that motion is caused by forces, and these forces may do work, which over a period of time can generate power. Another concept, energy, is interchangeable and linked with work. Basic concepts. Identify correct forces doing work, calculation of power, various types of energy, and conservation of energy. Work. In physics, commonly used terms may have slightly different definitions from normal, everyday usage. The quantity work is a perfect example of this. Thus, the physics definition of work may not be in complete agreement with the everyday definition. Be sure to pay extra close attention to our physics definition. Definition. Work. The work, W, done by a constant force on an object is defined as the product of the component of the force along the direction of displacement and the magnitude of the displacement. If this seems a little complex, don't worry. We'll explain soon enough. Work formula. Work equals force times distance. W equals Fd. Thus, work depends on the force applied in the direction of movement and the distance moved in that direction. Both of these quantities contribute to work. Formula hint. W equals Fd. However, since F equals ma, remember Newton's second law, W can also equal mad. Also, since a acceleration is delta V over delta T, we could even have work equal to M delta V over delta T times D. All of these are equivalent definitions or formulas for work. Work units. Since work is force times distance, work is typically measured in Newton meters. This is equivalent to a kilogram meter squared per second squared. However, more commonly, a Newton meter is also called 1 joule, named after James Joule. Work or no work. Imagine a weightlifter holding a bar with weights in a stationary position, say above their head. How much work is our mighty weightlifter doing if he steadily holds the 1,000 Newton barbell 2 meters above his feet? Well, the weightlifter holding the bar does no work since the distance equals zero. The force exerted is irrelevant since the distance moved equals zero. Although he may be exerting a force, there's no distance. Vectors involved with work. Although work is a scalar quantity, the quantities that are used to calculate it are vectors. They have magnitude and direction. Consider the direction. When calculating work, only the force that is applied in the direction of motion is considered. If a force acts at an angle, only the component of that force in the direction of motion should be used to calculate the work. To summarize this in mathematical form, The work formula is often given as W equals F D cosine theta. This theta is the angle between our F and our D. Component diagram. The applied force pushes both vertically and horizontally in our diagram. There is a force pushing on the box diagonally towards the ground. Since the box is moving horizontally, only that component is used in the calculation of work. The other component, the vertical one, is irrelevant. Work example calculation. If a person pushes a lawnmower handle that is inclined with the ground at 50 degrees, with a force of 200 newtons, for a total distance of 100 meters, how much work was done? Well, use our formula W equals FD cosine theta. The force is given, 200 newtons, the distance is given, 100 meters, and we have our angle between the two, 50 degrees. When we take the product of all of these, the cosine of the angle that is, we get about 12,900 joules. Work formula and vector product. You may have noticed that the work formula actually represents a scalar, or dot product, of force and displacement. Thus, the work formula could actually be written as W equals F dot D. This is exactly equivalent to our algebraic form of the work formula, W equals FD cosine theta. This can be used most of the time. Sign convention question. Can the quantity work be positive or negative? Hint, consider the formula for work, W equals FD cosine theta. What kind of values or signs could theta or cosine theta have? Positive work. If the force and displacement are in the same direction, that work would be considered positive. Imagine a weightlifter picking a weight upwards. The lifting force and the direction of movement are in line with each other. There's a 0 degree angle between them. Cosine of 0 equals 1. Positive work. Negative work. On the other hand, if the force and distance are in opposite directions, that would be considered negative work. Consider a skydiver falling through the air. The force due to air resistance, upwards, and the distance moved, downwards, are 180 degrees apart. The cosine of 180 degrees equals negative 1. So in this example, air resistance is doing negative work. So to answer our previous question, yes, work can have positive or negative values. No work. If the force and distance are in perpendicular directions, that work would be considered zero. For example, imagine someone exerting a force upwards, lifting a box, however, then they move horizontally, walk across the floor to carry the box. The force that they are lifting upwards and the distance that they are moving horizontally are perpendicular to each other, 90 degrees. The cosine of 90 degrees is zero. No work done here. Calculus connection. Work can also be found through calculus. W equals the integral of f of x dx. This means you can find the work done on something by integrating the force, which may be a function, with respect to position. On the integral signs, you may have two distances or locations. This x1 and x2 simply refer to an initial and a final location. After all, you need to know where you start and where you end to find how much work you did. Graphical connection. Sometimes it may be difficult or even impossible to integrate a particular function to find work. You can also use a graph of data. This may even be calculated during a laboratory session. Imagine a graph, distance on the x-axis and force on the y-axis, and a straight diagonal line goes up. the area under the curve or line would give the work done. In this example, we would simply have a triangle. And you can calculate the area of a triangle with 1/2 base times height. Thus, you can find the work done. The speed of work. If one person lifts a 100-kilogram mass a distance of 1 meter up in 3 seconds, and another does the same task in only 1 second, who did more work? Hint: consider the variables that go into calculating work. Work and time. To answer our previous question, neither. Since work is entirely independent of time, both do the same amount of work. Common sense might say that the faster person did more work, but that idea is actually referring to power, which is a different quantity. Once again, an example where physics definitions have slightly different definitions than our common everyday usage. Power. Although work and power are very similar, they are not exactly the same. Power definition. Power equals work per time, or power equals work divided by time, which would be equivalent to force times distance divided by time. Power is a measure of how quickly work is done. It's a rate. Power units. Since power is work per time, power would be measured in joules per second. However, a joule per second is more commonly called a watt, named after James Watt, who invented the steam engine. Power calculation. Imagine a 50-kilogram boy wants to escape the monster beneath his steps, so he climbs the 5-meter-high steps in 2.0 seconds. How much power did he generate during his run? Assume he climbs the steps at a nice constant rate upwards. We'll use our power formula. Power is work divided by time, or force times distance divided by time. In this example, the force that we'll use is the boy's weight, 50 kilograms times 9.8 meters per second squared. We also have the distance, 5 meters, and we'll divide by the time, 2.0 seconds. After all this math is done, we get approximately 1200 watts, the power generated by the boy during his run upwards. Energy. The various forms of energy in work are closely related. Very similar topics. Kinetic energy. Kinetic energy is energy of motion. All moving objects possess kinetic energy. Our formula for kinetic energy, Ke, equals 1/2 mv squared. Ke is for kinetic energy in joules, mass in kilograms, and v is for velocity in meters per second. Kinetic energy requires motion. An object may possess substantial kinetic energy by being very fast, very large, or possibly a combination of both. However, it definitely does have to be moving, at least somewhat. Kinetic energy calculation. An 80-kilogram sprinter may average about 10 meters per second during a 100-meter dash. What would his kinetic energy be? Refer back to our kinetic energy formula, 1/2 mv squared. The mass is given, 80 kilograms. The velocity is given, 10 meters per second. Calculate carefully. You may notice your final answer, 4,000, could be written as kilogram meter squared per second squared, or 4,000 joules. You might also be wondering about the 100-meter dash distance that was given in the problem. That just wasn't used at all. Potential energy. There are many ways that energy can be stored and then released. It's a lot like saving money in the bank, so it can be used later. A dam would also be a good example. Springs would also be a good example. A spring's potential energy. When a spring is stretched, or compressed, it can store energy. This can be calculated by the formula PE equals 1/2 kx squared, where PE is for potential energy, x is for the distance the spring is stretched or compressed, and k is a spring constant. This is a number that describes the stretchiness of a spring, how stiff it is. This would be in units of newtons per meter. Hooke's law. The previous spring potential energy formula is also related to Hooke's law. F equals minus kx, where again F is the force exerted on a spring, k is that spring constant which describes the stretchiness of a spring, and x is the distance that the spring is pulled. Odd negative sign. You may have noticed the unusual negative sign in the formula Hooke's law, F equals minus kx. This only signifies that the spring force has one sign, let's say negative, while the direction the spring is moved is in the other sign. Imagine pulling on a spring. You pull to the right. That may be the direction that you are moving the spring, positive. However, the spring is attempting to snap back or pull in the other direction to the left. Thus, that would have to be considered negative. Gravitational potential energy. In this discussion, the energy from the Earth's gravitational field will be the main type of potential energy used. You increase an object's potential energy when you move an object against the pull of gravity. Imagine lifting up a heavy object. As it moves upward, its potential energy increases due to your work. Moving an object horizontally doesn't change its gravitational potential energy at all. Gravitational potential energy formula. Gravitational potential energy is the energy an object possesses due to its position. PE, potential energy, once again in joules, equals mgh. The m is for mass, in kilograms. The g, the acceleration from gravity, meters per second squared. And the h is the height above the base level. Base level. When measuring an h to calculate potential energy, it's important to know where you are measuring from. Any position can be used as a base level because the energy amount you calculate will be relative. You could measure commonly from the floor, the desktop, whatever's convenient. Potential energy calculation. How much would you increase your potential energy if you climbed from sea level to the top of Mount Everest, 8,850 meters high? Assume your mass to be 80 kilograms. Use our potential energy formula, PE equals mgh. The mass is 80 kilograms. The g, 9.8 meters per second squared, and the height given to be 8,850 meters. The product of these gives us a potential energy of 6.9 times 10 to the 6 joules. That's almost 7 million joules of energy. That's a lot of energy required to climb to the top of Mount Everest. Work energy theorem. The work energy theorem says that work is equivalent to the change in energy. Thus, work is equal to delta E, change in energy. Work and energy have the same units, also joules. You could also say that work and change in energy are identical. Conservation of energy. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. It may be transformed from one form to another, but the total amount of energy never changes. This is typically referring to a particular system. Total energy is conserved. Often it may seem like energy is lost, but it merely is transformed into another type of kinetic or potential energy. Just look closely and consider where energy may be transferred. Remember, the total energy before equals the total energy after. This is an important concept when solving many problems. Energy conservation situation. Imagine a skydiver jumps from an airplane above the ocean. Assume they accelerate all the way down. How will their potential energy and kinetic energy vary? energy transfer. When the skydiver jumps, initially, all their energy is potential energy. Let's say 1,000 joules. They have no movement yet, so no kinetic. As they fall, potential energy transforms into kinetic energy, but the total is still constant. Maybe halfway down, they might have 500 joules of potential and 500 joules of kinetic. Note the same total. Just before they hit the water, all their energy has turned into kinetic. Now they would have all kinetic, 1,000 joules, and no potential left, 0 joules. Energy still conserved. When the skydiver safely lands in the water, all of their accumulated kinetic energy will be transferred into a few various places. The motion of the water, sound from hitting the water, heat transferred to the water, etc. Even in this example, energy is still conserved. Conservation of energy example. If a 2-kilogram brick were to fall from a building 20 meters high, how fast would it be traveling just before it hits the ground? As we just described, consider the fact that energy is conserved. The potential energy at the top equals the kinetic energy at the bottom. We can substitute in our formulas that we have. MGH is equal to 1/2 mv squared. After doing some algebraic maneuvering, we can solve or rearrange for v. Substituted in the values that were given, the acceleration from gravity and the height, and we get a velocity of 20 meters per second. A couple things to note. The mass completely cancels out. It isn't really even needed for this calculation at all. It doesn't even have to be given. You might also be noticing that you could have done this calculation with other formulas, our kinematics formulas. You would have gotten the exact same answer. Conservative forces. A force is classified as a conservative force if the work it does on a moving object is independent of the path between the initial and final position. Imagine a hill. You could pick an object straight up and place it at the top of the hill, or you could slide it up the hill. If we neglect friction and air resistance, you need the same amount of work to lift the object as you do to slide it up the hill. The path is irrelevant. Here, the weight of the object would be considered a conservative force. More conservative forces. A force is also classified as a conservative force if we use this alternate definition. It does no net work on an object moving around a closed path, starting and finishing at the same point. Consider a roller coaster car going in a big loop. On the way up the loop, gravity does negative work. On the way down, gravity does positive work. Overall, no work is done. Thus, gravity could be considered a conservative force. Non-conservative forces. Not all forces fit the previous two definitions. Consider friction or air resistance as an example. If a block on a rough surface is moved a bit and returned, some work is done due to friction. However, if then we move the block much more and return it to the same spot, more work is done now due to friction. Thus, friction is considered a non-conservative force. Tutorial summary. Power is work per time. Work is force times distance. Kinetic energy equals 1/2 mv squared. Potential energy equals mgh. Total energy is always conserved, thus conservation of energy. And work is in joules, energy is in joules, and power is in watts. Congratulations! You've now mastered one of the central concepts of physics. Good job! For more audio and visual tutorials in chemistry, biology, physics, and math, go to www.renewablesolutions.com. rapidlearningcenter.com. Thank you.